So they just discussed some of the masail of the tariq. So again, in different ways, we explain these matters, and they are repeated again and again so that they settle in the heart of people and they are clear of what they are to achieve, what they need to aim for, or what do they want from, especially, and we're talking about the tariq or the path or the suluk, which is also known as the tasawwuf for science of self-purification, ihsan, tazkiya, all these matters. Because if a person is not aware of the objective of it, and then the means to achieve it, and then the method, and what input the person, the seeker himself, have to do to make effort for, then this can jeopardize the progress of the person, and he can die on jahliya, meaning that assuming other things, believing in things which were not objectives and striving for them, and he lost the actual purpose. So it can happen. So it's very, very important that a person is sure about that. So now we'll explain it another way. So the reality, uski haqeeqat, the haqeeqat of the tariq or suluk, uski haqeeqat to ye hai ke ta'meer-e zahir wa batin, the construction of inner and outer self, the perfection of character, inner and outer, the purification, physical and spiritual purification, outwardly inward purification. So what in detail? یعنی اپنے ظاہر و باطن کو آراستہ و معمور کرنا. So حضرت the امام says that اپنے ظاہر و باطن کو آراستہ, to decorate and to adorn one's spiritual aspect and physical aspect. ظاہر کو اعمال جوارحہ ضروریہ سے, so the ظاہر or the outward or the physical, a person should adorn in with righteous deeds, good deeds, jo farz hain, so that the obligations are executed and they are performed. So basically the Imam is referring to the purification of the sensual self, the first stage of the tariq, ke haath paon, the body, the sins of the body. Aur batin ko aqaid-e haqqa, and regarding the inner self is the purification of wrong beliefs, from the wrong beliefs. Aqaid-e haqqa, the true beliefs of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ye pehla, obviously this is a precondition for the tariq, as you know. But ye zaruri hai, the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So it is very, very important, because someone who had blessed with various times, more than maybe 30, 40 time vision of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and other mashayikh, and a person once asked me, the same person once asked me that I met someone and they said that if you, no, I'm not criticizing that person, but I'm just explaining so that that person, myself, yourself, we all learn actually. So that's all, without naming anyone or at one. He said that I met someone and they said that the science of self-purification or following sunnah or anything what you are doing is not necessary, but you can read the Quran yourself and you can follow the Quran, you don't need anything else. So I was a little surprised because, as you know, that I continuously and now and then give and explain to people what is the significance of sunnah or what is the significance of self-purification. And after even seeing so much blessed or hearing from the mashayikh, hearing from the of the other mashayikh, awliyaullah, from the previous who have died and also from Rasulullah sallam, still that person was affected. The reason only because actually the aqaid, the person's aqidah and his own fundamentals of the way of the tariq are not clarified. So that is why I say to you that the visions and dreams do not make anyone more superior in a, unless a person have actually completed the suluk as well. Yeah, after the suluk, then that person, alhamdulillah, after the good beliefs, righteous beliefs and the purification course, if a person completes, then alhamdulillah, he benefits more from, if he has a dream, good dream, he can. But otherwise, as in the case of this person, as I am saying, that he they said that, I say, what did they say? They said that you glorify more Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam and Awliya Allah than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you praise Hazrat Khizr or Hazrat. So I say, and they said that it was quite convincing as well. I said, okay, what did they say which from the Quran or anything which you found convincing or what did they say about any Quran? You remember anything? They said yes. They said that once Musa alayhi salam was sent to meet a wali, and look, that wali did. He killed a baby or a child and did other, so he was not following sunnah, so still he was a great wali, and Musa alayhi salam was there, and he was, so this is referring to the kisa of Hazrat Khidr and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So I said to that person that the very matter that person is discussing or saying to you, that it completely goes against their own arguments and their own whatever they are preaching. Because firstly, they said that you are praising Hazrat Khidr, and then they themselves may mention the story of Hazrat Khidr. And so this shows that the Quran actually itself speaks about Awliya Allah, and it speaks that even Prophet Musa alayhi salam is sent to Hazrat Khidr actually for a reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran and hadith. So this is going completely in opposite to what they are saying. And firstly, that if mentioning of Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, that is a mentioning of a wali and a nabi. A mentioning of Hazrat Khidr, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, is a mentioning of wali. So Allah azza wa jal himself is mentioning his pious and righteous people amongst the Anbiya and Awliya. So this is the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as the Sunnah is concerned, I said the Sunnah is actually Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam was before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now he lives and he follows Sunnah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if Musa alayhi wa sallam was to live in my time, he had no option other than to follow my way and my sunnah. So ye isliye aqeedah and the masail of the tariq or the objectives and the fundamental of tariq, they are important. Otherwise the person is going to be, and now this person I am not talking about, maybe they don't have knowledge of books, but I am saying they are people of mushahida. They have seen with their own eyes the visionary experience speaking to Anbiya or the Mashayikh actually. But still, one person is just saying this and their mind changed, or they become confused, or they become doubtful. So that's why I say that visions or anything, they don't strengthen as iman, everyone's iman, But the real iman is the person of who have belief on the unseen. The iman is of only Allah is like this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of blessings, if He wills, He opens. But their iman is not increased as such actually. But their iman is more adorned. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that if the veils are removed, my iman is not going to increase as such. So that is a different matter. So a person can still be misguided after seeing. Like in time of Musa alayhi salam, many people saw their miracles. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many people saw his miracles. In time of Hazrat Sari alayhi salam, many people saw coming the she-camel coming out of the mountain, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's time and Pharaoh's time and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's time after he was saved from the fire. Everyone was seeing, and the king was seeing, walking, and still very few people believed. So shatter this illusion. It is illusion that if you are going to see something, you are going to become very strong in the visionary or dream experience. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on someone iman, even without actually, the real strong iman is the unseen iman. That is the valid, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. That's how what he has placed. But when those people have iman bil ghaib, and then they increase in knowledge, then Allah, if someone is open, if they get a blessing, if they get a privilege, so alhamdulillah. But it's not, if they are not, still, actually, they should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not they make any difference to their amal or their anything as such. So the knowledge of the aqaid and also of the tariq is important. Otherwise, a person can be confused here and there. Shaitan can actually make a person be doubtful, confused. So that is very, it is, tariq is, means really a very narrow path. A person is walking on a narrow path that there is not much room to maneuver here and there. And I fear for myself and also for others and yourself that how dangerous it is that a person is walking, and how steep and narrow the way is, and how a person's mind can change in 1 second if Shaitan speaks to, or he speaks to you as through a person or by himself, he puts a waswasa, to kitni jaldi banda badal jata hai. How? So it creates a fear in a person that a person should pray that only that person is guided who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides and who He keeps on guidance. Otherwise the person, in spite of seeing anything, as Shaitan himself is prime example, seeing angels, living in with prophets, living in Jannah, living in heaven, he has not said anything. So he knows how to, because he himself has been deluded after seeing everything, except Allah azza wa jal. He knows how to delude those people who are seeing things very easily. So the right people or the good seeker are those who just follow the mashayikh, and however, whatever they are happening to them, that is what is supposed to happen to them if they are following their amal. They should not desire, but if somebody gets a blessing, spiritual blessing, alhamdulillah. If not, then it is thankful for them. Again, thankfulness, because that is a blessing, because if they knew, it would become fitna or a test for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having mercy on the people. So batin ko to aqaide haqqa. So first is also the Imam is saying the right beliefs of Ahl Sunnah regarding the spiritual self and the heart. This is one of the integral part of it. And then ikhlaq ke batina misl ikhlas or shukr or sabr. So now he's talking about again the fourth stage of the third stage of purification, that the person should attain the ikhlas, sincerity, shukr, thankfulness, that is station of shukr, sabr, patience, zuhud, renunciation and detachment from the love of dunya, tawadu, humbleness, wagaira, etc., etc. Say uska ek martaba. So these things are to be attained. So again, as you know, it, although it is bit, it's mixed by ibarat, but it is basically the fourth three stages of the tariq which we are mentioning regarding also the beliefs and things, matters like this. So all mashayikh, if you will really, the true righteous people, the fellow Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if you will read their books, you will find there the mention of these three, four stages of tariq in different ways. It can be different, but it will be there. Because it is an integral part of any purification course. The methodology might be different, that how they achieve that, but it's going to be mentioned. But if a person is not clear, he mixes his qaida not correct, he goes to spirituality. His knowledge of fiqh is not there, he goes to spirituality or anything like this. Then that person stays deprived. So this has two now stages, two levels. Ek martaba to ye hai, so this is one level, which all we have mentioned. Dusra martaba ye hai, martaba ula ke saath, after the first one, like for example, the purification and correction of aqaid, or correction of beliefs, and the first sensual self abstaining from the sins of the seven organs of the body, and also decorating oneself with ikhlas and spiritual traits. He said the second, there's another level which is extra on the first one, and that is, دوسرا مرتبہ یہ ہے کہ مرتبہ اولا کے ساتھ ظاہر کو طاعت غیر ضروریہ میں اور باطن کو دوام ذکر میں مشغول کرنا. Second, he said, level is actually that even to engage oneself the sensual organs and other spiritual traits which are optional, to engage them in nafal ibadat, optional. So it will be like a positive usage of the hands, positive usage of the eyes or feet or the body, like nawafil parna, loosu ki madad karna, or actually the optional thing. So he said that the second is the optional, to excel in that, and to internally and spiritually to stay in constant remembrance of Allah. Spiritually to stay in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawam is zikr. Awareness of Allah continues. So this is like the purification of the mind in the last sixth or seventh stage. A person is continuously aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the muraqabah. So the Imam says that the rahmahullah, martabai ula ki tahseel to har musliman pa farz-e-ain hai. The level, first we level things which we mentioned, they are farz-e-ain on every Muslim. Farz-e-ain means actually like the prayer of Fajr is now farz-e-ain. It's have to be prayed, can't be delayed. For Zohar farz-e-ain hai, wo padhna hai. To pehla jo bataya hai aapko, wo to farz-e-ain hai on every Muslim. So that's why people, they think that they're only going to do bad and then they're going to do these things. Well, this is completely wrong. That is farz-e-ain, they don't need to bad. They need to actually go to a teacher and actually somehow actually attain those things. That is fard on them. It's not an optional thing. So those people who are sitting in the houses or they're just sitting there praying and this is fiction, they are missing a fard. So ye bahut bade mufti, jo imam, the book of it says, it was a great mufti and a great alim, as I said to you. He written more than 1,000 books. So wo farma rahe hain ki ye fard hai. Har Musliman ka farz e ain hai, the first level, first thing which we have mentioned. Aur uske liye do cheezon ki hajat hogi. So because this is farz e ain, and for that he said that there will be two things necessary, and they will be necessary as well, because there will be means to attain that hobi. Ek baqadre zarurat e ilm e deen, baqadre zarurat. The first thing is actually the knowledge, the farz knowledge, or the necessary knowledge. Kha padkar, either from reading or from ulama se pooch kar, or asking from ulama, or padna bhi kha arabi mein ho, farsi mein ho, urdu mein, whichever language, in Bengali, Persian, Urdu, is person reads. So this is, now he is talking about the ilm al-fiqh. You see, it's again actually mentioning the aqaid, like we have the aqaid and the fiqh, but he's mentioning it now as a means that they approach. So although the order is different, but the same things is mentioned here again. So iski ek zariya hai. This is the means to attain or to practice the first level. Ke ilm hasil karna اور دوسرا ناؤ دا سیکنڈ تھنگ ہی سیز علم پر عمل کرنے کی ہمت کب بھی رکھنا کہ دیٹ ہی شوڈ ہیو اسٹرانگ ول ٹو پریکٹس ہز آمار اینڈ پریکٹس دا نالج وچ ہیز اٹینگ ناؤ دیٹ از ناٹ گیٹنگ ہیز ناٹ گیٹنگ اٹ فرام سم ون ہی آلریڈی ہیو دیٹ ابلٹی اللہ سبحانہ ہیز گیون دیٹ پرسن ناؤ ہی شوڈ اٹین ناؤ دے نو involvement in the sheikh of the sheikh or murshid here or there. So this is for everyone. So two things, that person is ilm, obviously ilm al-fiqh, and then as I said, will and strong will and commitment that he practices that amal. Taqaza nafs ya malamat khalq sange ra na ho. He should not make an obstruction. Nafs should not become an obstacle or obstruction or rukawat usme na. اور ملامت خلق دا کریٹیسم اینڈ کنڈمنیشن آف کریشن پیپل سیئنگ واٹ یو آر ڈوئنگ از رانگ وائی یو ہیو بیکم یو آر فالوئنگ دا مشائخ اور وائی یو آر فالوئنگ دا سننا اور وائی یو آر فالوئنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اور دا ادر ٹائپ آف کریٹیسم یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو فائنڈ اے گڈ پارٹنر یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو گیٹ اے گڈ جاب آل دیز از شیطانی کہتی سیئنگ تو فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ So this is the second integral part a person needs to do. Firstly, knowledge, alhamdulillah, he knows what is the tariq, what he needs to attain, what is alhamdulillah. So the story doesn't end there. Now is the, firstly he needs the full and strong and stealth will, actually that shaitan and nafs and the criticism and condemnation of creation does not stand in his way. In between him and his Lord, no one actually stands there now. Only the things related and the people related to the Lord are there. They are not other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the love of Rasulullah is the love of Allah. The love of the righteous is the love of Allah because we are actually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Woh toh Allah ki isi tarah nek majlis hai sari. But others, we are talking about the opposites. So the nafs, the shaitan and creation should not be there. So as I was saying on Monday, there should be no excuse as such that these people are saying this, or neighbors are saying this, my wife says this, my parents say this. It should be very clear. Okay, there should be strong will that you are not violating the right of anyone. So why should anyone actually force you to do something or force you to not to do something? And it has nothing to do with them. It is your life, you are independent. So this is about the martabai ula, the first stages which we have mentioned, the first part which is necessary and which is farz on everyone. Ye to har ek par farz hai, usko hasil karna padega. Buda hai, bachcha, yani baligh hai, aur jawan hai, aurat hai, mard hai, ye farz hai. The second part is which is known as is mandub, it's optional, it is more virtuous, and that is mostly known as, people only know tasawwuf as the second part. They think that is the tasawwuf only, but the first part is the important part. These go to tasawwuf kehte hain. So, now a very important guideline, the Imam says that now that he's divided into two parts. One is the farz and one is the optional one. The farz he has already mentioned, the optional is, as I say, that the extra thing which a person does. Now he says that agar dusre martaba mein mashghool hone se koi zaruri itaat martaba ula ki fot ya khalal pazir ho jaye, that if a person who engages himself in the optional amal and the optional parts of the tasawwuf and tazkiyah, and because of this anything from the first part is being affected or is being missed which was farz, to phir usme mashghool hona mamnu aur ghair mashru ho jayega. Then to engage in that will be not liked, it will be disliked, and it will become prohibited, and it will be un-Islamic to be. جیسے بعض نادان کرتے ہیں کہ بیوی بچوں کو بھوکا ننگا چھوڑ کر درویشی کا دام بھرتے ہیں, لائک گیونگ ایگزامپل سم پیپل ہو بیکم ویری ایموشنل اینڈ سم کائنڈ آف ہیو ایموشنل ہیک اپ, تو دے سم ٹائم وایولیٹ دا رائٹس آف their children, their wife, and they leave them without any income, and they say, we are going to become pious or righteous, or person not working. So now you should understand why I say to you and myself that you should work, because this is rizq halal hasil karna, ye first part ka ye zaruri hai. So if a person is saying, I am these days feeling very pious orientated and in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why I don't go to work, I'm lazy and here because I pray. So his, that zikr is not actually to be, it is not recommended that he, and it will be prohibited in Sharia actually to engage in some nafal zikr or ibadat while the farz he is missing, of, for example, earning livelihood, ya wo school, college ka kaam kar raha hai, university, he, that is a means of his livelihood, which is necessary to him, not to waste time. So it matters like this. Others, jis tarah waldain ke saath achhi tarah, or family work related matters, dunya, to dusre amal. So the first things are uncompromisable. They cannot be compromised. They are there in internal part. The second, if a person enters those and they are affected, then the person has not got the right guidance. What he should then actually go to, the firstly fulfill the previous part. So isliye hamari jo fourth stage hai, that is optional really. So that's why we kept it fourth. The firstly you do the first part which is necessary, fiqh part necessary, the sense purification of sensual self the necessary part, the purification of the mind and attaining the virtuous acts, virtuous traits. And the fourth is optional. If anyone, alhamdulillah, wants, if they don't, there's no sin upon them as such. So they're not going to get great proximity as extra proximity and intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's no blame on them. They still will be successful and they will achieve salvation. Basically, that's why this fourth one we kept. The previous ones are necessary as they are. Any questions regarding that? It should be very, very clear, because in our course they are in a very systematic and outlined way these things are mentioned. Yeah.
What if that person does not address the first part and he still continues to?
Will get closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's going to be becoming more away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he will be missing. It's like if anyone does not pray Fajr, Farz, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, but he's doing Tahajjud and Ishraq and Awabin. So, although that is also a prayer, but he will not be in that closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people, shaitan actually subdues like this, that he tells you are doing very good thing, tum to dunya se laida ho rahe ho, ya baithe ho, tum to zikr kar rahe ho, ibadat kar rahe ho. Usre do not need to do other things which actually were necessary on him. What the first part, that is the first, is the first part, like the first prayer, farz ayn, bas is the farz. The other is the nafal. So our tariq is very, very clear. If you read any book of any great wali, you will find that also, that although the order might be different, but you will find the reality there. Imam Ghazali ho, ya dusre Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi ho, or other great awliya scholars. اور دوسرا بیعت جو ہے بیعت وہ اس کا یہ مقصد ہوتا ہے that in the time of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and thereafter the اولیاء people who came if they had for example they saw that one companion he said he took a bath of Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that he will not ask someone anything but he was so much careful that he would not if he was passing on the horse and his stick or the hunter actually fell down he would actually not ask someone and pick it up himself because he had given a bath with that I will not ask someone anything to wo log to bade pakke and they were very steadfast on those ahads so now people try to copy them they say we want to do bath or the people who say do our bath to wo haath rakh ke ha hum bath karte hain saath mein hum panch namazein padhenge jamaat ke saath aur guna nahi karenge aur sunnat pe chalenge while they're not going to do anything they're going to do same things as they are doing moreover they are going to think that they have achieved something very good or that they have excelled some barakat of any silsila or anything when they are going to lose the farais no barakat is going to reach them at all so that is why our mashayikh says that these people or the people should adopt the faraz things first and then inshallah the nafal when they really are actually to abide by the you see this is sin actually that to say that I'm going to do this and then you don't do this so all people who do bath on any silsila all they what they are saying is that we are going to pray we are not going to sin we are going not to commit zina of eyes and we are going to earn livelihood rightly and we do tawbah from all sin while they don't in reality they don't so it's just a saying so they made it a ritual and a tradition while the reality is not at all there so that's why you don't see no change in them and nor many or people who do bad I'm not talking about the true people other people nor they bother about what they are doing or they are not concerned about it so So it is very much like if a water is given in a cup and the cup is customed with the water that it is normally given is for ease and for comfort but the real purpose is to drink of water and give your body life but if a time comes that only the cup is given there is no water but on the other hand there is nothing but on the other hand there is maybe poison or unhealthy and then if a person is going to take the cup and when it's empty completely nothing I mean the person is not going to do anything his inner self is empty nor he's going to keep up the promises he's making so he's not going to get anything he's going to die hungry thirsty and the example of not doing bad is actually providing the water giving the water to drink but maybe there's no glass so it doesn't matter really glass ho ya na ho still a person going to live. After that, when he will know what water is, he will get glass for himself. So, glass bhi usko mil jayega. To sahaba ikram ya pichle jo buzurg first century, wo to jo ek ahad bayat means actually to sell yourself. So you've sold, now you're not actually, you can't do anything because you've sold already. So, but today people think that they have bought them mashayikh rather than they sold themselves they think that after giving bath and they give gifts and other things and they think now we have an extra facility if we are in any problem we are going to ask for dua if we are not going to find job we are going to ask them so for their worldly reason and other things again that they make the mashayikh actually also means to earn dunya rather than actually akhirat or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but as you are listening that the mashayikh may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower is infinite mercy upon how clear they have made the paths and each masla, and they have spelled out so in like a crystal clear manner that there's no doubt left, what is true, what's falsehood, what's right, what's wrong, what is the tariq, what it's not. تو بیعت کرنا تو بہت اچھی بات ہے لیکن اگر بندہ کو پتہ ہے کہ وہ بیعت کر کے اس پہ اس نے قائم نہیں رہنا تو پھر وہ نہ کرے پھر اس پر ایسی پرامس لائک وی سے دا ڈونٹ میک دوز پرامس یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو کیپ اپ اینڈ دس پرامس از یو آر گوئنگ ٹو میک ود اے ولی اور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اللہ کے ساتھ وعدہ کرنے لگے ہو اینڈ اف اے پرسن ڈیپ ڈاؤن دا ہارٹ نو ہی از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ایز ڈو تو پھر دین ہی شوڈ ویٹ And but the farz part is already, he does bath or not, ye jo cheeze farz hain, to abstain from the sins, gunahun se bachna, aur ye jo ikhlaq-e-batna hasil karna, shukr, sabr, zuhud, tawazo, Allah rasool ki mohabbat, aur and qaid, ye to karna hi hai, bath karo ya na karo, this is farz on everyone. So in the Quran it's mentioned that when Prophet ﷺ did bath with women, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu, iza jaakal mu'min ba'yinaka Allah yushrikna billahi shayin. That when these women come to you for, then you may do bath and take allegiance from them, because Prophet ﷺ was a nabi and rasul. Ya ayyuhan nabiyu, iza jaakal mu'min ba'yinaka Allah yushrikna billahi shayin. First is that they won't associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is aqeedah. So aqeedah is mentioned first, you see there. And then wala yasrikna, they won't steal. Wala yaznina, they won't commit any kind of zina. Wala yatina bihuhtani yaftaruna baina aidihin wa arjulihunna. That they won't do any sin or accuse someone, put a false allegation against someone. So this is like purification of the tongue. وَلَا يَعْسِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ And they will never disobey you in anything you say. So those people who did this bath, if they could have died, but they could have not actually turned back on the bath. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they do this, they take this promise for ba'yihunna, then do bear, wastafir lahun. Then as they ask forgiveness for them, and they, Allah is then after forgiving, Allah ghafoor hai and rahim hai. Abhi Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, why did he have to suffer all this? Sacrifice in Karbala, وہ کیوں بیعت نہیں یزید کی کرتے تھے if he also had the same concept as we have today تو کیا ہے دس بیعتیں کر لو سو بیعتیں کر لو کرنا تو وہی ہے جو گھر میں اپنی مرضی ہے لیکن بڑے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے these were truthful people of paradise walking on face of earth and Jannah people of Jannah and the princes of Jannah ان کو پتا تھا کہ that once we do bayt ہم یزید بے شک یزید ہے if we do bayt then we have to follow him, meaning that we can't. So they never did that to him. He was submitted to bayat karna jo hai, phir uske baad banda nahi kar sakta uske khilaaf varzi as such. To khilaafat ki bayat hai, aur ye jo tasawwuf ki bayat hoti hai, ye to Allah se bande ka talak hota. So that was the bayat with Yazid, or meaning bayat with the ruler of the time, the bayat of the tasawwuf is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye to Allah ke saath hai. To is pe to agar banda phir qaim nahi rahega to aur gunahgar hoga. Ek to gunah kar raha hai, dusra jhoot bol raha hai aur jhoota ahd kar raha hai. Dekha hamare in our silsila there are so many ahud and ahds. Like tawazo, for example, is one of the ahads. So I don't take it from someone until I know that they are capable. After they don't do, then they really are rushed people. But until then, I don't take with them, to them. Maybe 6-7 months they practice that, and then hadith is taken that now they can actually, if they want, they can easily be steadfast on that. Ab ek bande ko pata hi nahi tawazo ya zina kya hota hai, sin kya hota hai, and you take an oath from him, so he will not even know and he will be violating that. Or kuch, anything else you want to ask regarding this question?
Regarding the if somebody does bear that turns back, he again then actually starts complying to the condition of bear, is his bear still valid? And also in the second scenario, if somebody takes bear but he is finding it hard to fulfill the condition, but he keeps trying and trying.
If a person keeps trying up to his ability, then yes, that is, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person who tries the best of his ability to fulfill that. Yes, in the first scenario, that person have gone back and again he repents and come back, so he still, theek hai, uski valid hai. So a person should be very, very careful in those matters and know that what is the first part of it and do that, alhamdulillah, with bad, without bad, he should do. And then inshallah he should also do the nafal part if he gets opportunity. So that's why I discourage people who go into shajaras, that of the mashayikh, that any person of the four or five ijazat of four tariqas or five tariqas. So I say, bhai, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi himself, all his life he practiced and he preached and he, wo to ek hi tariqa pe sabko tarbiyat karte rahe. And now, if I say I am doing in four tariqa, so many samita how a person can do on the four tariqas at once. حضرت معین الدین چشتی اتنے بڑے بزرگ ہو گئے تو وہ تو ایک ہی طریقے ہی بین پریکٹسنگ اینڈ پریچنگ اور ڈوئنگ دا تربیہ آف پیپل آن ون تری تو وہ تو ایک کرتے رہے. تو شاہ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ کے پاس تو ایک ہی تھا, بٹ ہی واز اسٹیڈ فاسٹ, ہی واز ٹرو, وہ کر رہے تھے. تو اب جس سے پوچھے پاکستان, بنگلہ دیش, انڈیا میں جائیں, دے ہیو so big lists of shajarat, jitne 10 hain, 8 hain, and when you look, even the farais which even have nothing to do with the shajara, which is farz on every, even they are not doing that, they are not asking the their followers to do that. So woh shajare lekar baithe hain, woh to kuch nahi hai uska. If that is the case, then everyone is the son of anbiya, nabi. ہر ایک جو ہے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کی اولاد ہے, اور پھر حضرت نوح علیہ السلام کی اولاد ہے. فضیلت تو ہر بنی آدم کی ہے. سو دے ہیو دیئر اون سگنیفیکینس, لیکن دا فرسٹ پارٹ وچ از جو ضروری ہے, فرض ہے, اس کے لیے تو کسی چیز کی ضرورت نہیں، نہ بیعت کی نہ شجرے کی، وہ ہر مسلمان پر فرض ہے. عقائد کا صحیح کرنا، فقہ کا علم ہونا، اچھے اخلاق اپنانا، تب رزق حلال کمانا، والدین کی عزت کرنا، بیوی بچوں کے حقوق پورے کرنا، all the rights which we are discussing on Monday، یہ کرنا، they have nothing. اس کے بعد after a person has done, then I have fulfilled, now I am entering to attain more closeness to Allah, and actually I want to enter a tariqah or a particular spiritual explanation. تو ہم نے تو یہی سمجھا ہے. آئی ہیو ایکچولی بین کمپنی آف الحمد للہ بائی دی فضل آف اللہ بائی رائٹیس پیپل، اولیاء اللہ صالحین، لیکن مجھے پتا ہے کہ جب میں باہر جا رہا ہوں، وین آئی ایم گوئنگ آؤٹ، کہ اگر میں نظر کی حفاظت نہیں کر رہا تو وہ سارے میری صحبتیں، میرے طریقے، میرے شجرے، دے آر گون ان ٹو سم ویئر ایلس، وہ چلے گئے کہاں گئے. تو وہ تو ٹھیک ہے، رائٹیس پیپلس ویز اینڈ طریقاز، ان کے شجرے ہیں، ان کی صحبتیں ہیں، لیکن میں جب جو فرض چیزیں ہیں جس کا مجھے پتا ہے، غیبت کر رہا ہوں میں، کمیٹنگ غیبت، نرف گارڈنگ دا آئز، نماز میں سستی ہے، جماعت کی پرواہ ہی نہیں، تو گئے وہ تو نو کوشچن آف طریقہ، وہ گئے ختم ہو گئے. میں تو فرائض ہی نہیں ادا کر رہا، واجبات شریعت پہ نہیں چل رہا، تو طریقت تو بعد میں آتی ہے، طریقت کمز آفٹر شریعت. اور یہ تو تھے حضرت معین الدین چشتی رحمت اللہ علیہ، کہ جب آپ نے حضرت معین الدین چشتی رحمت اللہ علیہ جب آپ کی نزا کا عالم تھا، وین ہی واز ان ڈیتھ بیڈ، جب وہ مرنے لگے، ان کے اتنے بیمار تھے، اینڈ بیفور جسٹ ہز ڈیتھ آپ نے وضو فرمایا، تو اپنے وضو فرمایا تو خواب میں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زیارت ہوئی، تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ okay, معین الدین, that you claim to love me and you have not practiced the sunnah of khilal in wuzu. اب دیکھیں بندہ is in death bed and he is just doing wuzu there, and khilal is many people more than they even don't know when do you do khilal in the wuzu. بھائی یہ جو خلال انگلیوں میں کرتے ہیں, so آپ نے he did all wuzu but he did not do khilal. آپ بیمار تھے اور لیکن the status or the state of the awliya Allah is such high, and Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کو, دوسروں کو تو نہیں کہتے ہیں, دوسرے تو فرائض ہی مس کر رہے ہیں, ان کو کیا کہنا ہے, بٹ بھائی تو ولایت تو اس کا نام ہے. سنت کی اتباع, anything else anyone wants to ask?
Just for clarification regarding Mushada about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or your shaykh, I have the understanding that if you have this Mushada, it increases the love for the person. What kind of Mushada is that? Is that the dream, his vision, or the actual movement?
Actually, any vision, dream, issue can increase the love. As I was saying, if a person is acting upon the Sharia and that person have iman, to uska love jo hai, that it increases love. But if that person does not utilize it in somehow deduces a wrong message from it, meaning that he thinks that I am pious enough, میں بہت نیک بن گیا ہوں, اب مجھے ضرورت نہیں ہے, تو پھر جو ہے وہ it will, his love is not going to increase. تو مشاہدہ فتح تو وہ تو اہل تصرف کو ہوتا ہے، اہل جو اہل اللہ اور جو ادر پیپل ان دا ویژن اٹ از الحمد للہ گریٹ بلیس. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in the great virtues that whoever sees him in the dream, or mushahada fikr in wakefulness, but in the mushahada which is often on the level in the world of misal, alam misal, to uska bhi apna darja hai, it has its own status. But everything is judged by sharia, you see, sharia and sunnah. Jitna hi banda steadfast hai to alhamdulillah.